Burundi and Rwanda officials are set to meet by 31st October to discuss outstanding issues affecting their bilateral relations. The move was agreed during a retreat of the ministers responsible for the East African Community Affairs and ministers of foreign affairs from the 8 member states on Monday in Zanzibar. Olivier Nduhungirehe is Rwanda's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
We agreed that we will discuss and solve our issues bilaterally. We agreed to meet by 31st of October this year in order to go through the pending issues, outstanding issues that are between the two countries. And we have demonstrated, Minister Albert Shingiro and I, that we are committed to find solution for the brotherly people of Rwanda and Burundi.
Through his ex account, formerly known as Twitter, Burundi's Foreign Affairs Minister Albert Shingiro said that a diplomatic window is a powerful tool for resolving conflicts, tensions, and paradoxes between states. Burundi had closed its borders with neighboring Rwanda in January, paralyzing transborder trade. Jean Bosco Kalisa is the chief executive officer of the East African Business Council.
We really applaud and appreciate the resolution that was signed in Zanzibar, and really urge you, all the partners, all the parties, fast track the implementation of the resolution. And this is going to really restore our trade and investment across the region.
In January, Burundi closed all its land borders with neighboring Rwanda, accusing Kigali of supporting a rebel group based in DRC that attacked and killed dozens of people in the country last year. Rwanda has repeatedly denied the allegations. Fred Mukasambide is an East African analyst and vice president of the Democratic Party in Uganda. He says that peace between the two countries could revamp their economies and trade.
The Zanzibar meeting obviously gives East Africa a breath of life, particularly seeking to institutionalize peace support operations and, of course, a conclusion on fast-tracking of the EAC Mutual Defense Pact. And the prescribed meeting between Burundi and Rwanda obviously then seeks to deliver the otherwise much-needed entente that guarantees the net trade between the two countries that hardly alone had existed. So, in my opinion, peace is more profitable between Burundi and Rwanda than anything to the contrary.
The government of Burundi says that if relations are to be normalized, Rwanda should hand over former Burundian army officials and some opposition leaders it accuses of plotting the failed coup in 2015 to oust former President Pierre Nkurunziza. Moses Havyarimana for Voice of America.